It's a busy day at Flemington, but Jay Ford is joining us on Racing HQ this morning. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, there's a few jocks down here, obviously, and it's given you the great opportunity to, mate. I think have you still got a ride in every race bar one?
Yeah, I ended up with no scratching, so got 8 throw at the stumps from 9, so we'll see how we go.
When we get to days like today and carnivals like Flemington, mate, you must reminisce a little bit about Takeover Target.
Yeah, obviously, when he sort of come on the scene and that, his first year he was down there and his first Group 1 was on Derby Day. So it's always been a good day to me and one I remember fondly.
Yeah, for sure. Duff's with us as well. And Ron, let's go through him. As Jay just said, he's got a ride in every race bar the second.
Yeah, that's for sure. And just before we go on to today, Are you on hold for misadmiration on Tuesday, Jay?
Yeah, I am at the moment. Also, just depending the way things go, if she doesn't happen to scrape into the field and... one of Chris's wins, Alexis, I'm in the mix to ride one of those ones.
Okay. So this race is getting thinner and thinner. Things are happening every day. There's drop-offs every day, and I'm sure there's going to be some today. So you're still, the dream's still alive, as they say.
Yeah, 100%. So we'll just see how today eventuates.
Race one, absolute control. This is a nice horse. I think Drier Track suits him today.
Yeah, certainly. And I think, obviously, the addition of Blinkers... should certainly show some improvement. Obviously, he's got to improve a few lengths to turn the tables on the favourite, but I think with Joe running him again and putting the hoods on him, I can think you should see some improvement out of him, that's for sure.
The Highway, you're on Rock the World here. It's pretty hard to knock a horse that's won 3 straight. She's only a pretty lightly raced filly as well.
Yeah, certainly, coming to town off... Three straight wins and blessed with a lot of natural speed. So Drawn Well will be right up there on the money. So she'll be pretty hard to run past, I think. I think 12's as far as she wants, though.
The Lord Mayor in race 4, back from Melbourne, very well placed.
Yeah, certainly. He finds himself in a really good race on the back up. Small field suits. Speed looks all right, actually, for the small field. And should just lob tag in the leaders and very consistent horse who should find himself in the money again.
Well, Requick should find himself in the money again. He's teasing to win a race and this probably suits him now.
Yeah, another small field. Probably you could make a case for any one of the runners in the race. They're all bringing different form lines and all very consistent horses. Hasn't won for a while, but look, this is probably... his easiest assignment he's been in for a little while.
Volpe, you've won on her. It's dry track seemed to be the key to her.
Yeah, coming back in distance, down in weight, Drawn Well. On her day, could easily, win a race like this. Her only problem's been she can be a little bit inconsistent. She's coming off a subpar run the other day, but the run before that was super. So if she can bring something like that to the table, you'd like to think she could make her presence felt in this sort of a race.
Yeah, Dawn looks well placed and looks a very good ride.
Yeah, probably my best ride of the day, I would say. Super return the other day at Caulfield. Went back off a wide gate but made good ground home. Drops down the 53.5, smallish field or suit. Should hopefully find ourselves just tagging News Fan. And like I said, I think it's probably my best ride for the day.
Star of Monsoon, good fresh last preparation. He seems to have trialled well.
Yeah, I trialled him the other day. He gave me a nice feel. Probably wasn't all that at home in the conditions. They were quite soft that day at the trials, but certainly like what I felt. Got a good fresh record. Now he's been gelded. He's ultra consistent. And finds himself in a winnable race.
And you're on Lejeune in the last, an import might want a little further, but an interesting horse.
Yeah, had one prep down in Melbourne. Didn't do a lot. Obviously looking for further, probably one to just sort of see how we go with, but obviously we'll want further down the track, that's for sure.
Beauty.
Good on you, Jay. Yeah, good luck with all of them, mate. It's a great opportunity, and we'll wait and see what unfolds through the day with the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, thanks, guys.